A well-treated dairy cow is a productive dairy cow. That's next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
How dairy cows are treated from the time they're calves to the time when they retire has a lot to do with their productivity. At the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, Dr. Raphael Lichty of the animal health company First Defense shared an observation about how dairy farmers work.
I don't think people realize how many times dairy farmers especially will leverage themselves, like financial risks to themselves, to provide a better environment for their cows to live in and do a better job. And of course, they want to grow and make money too, but they put it all on the line a lot of times. And then there's the amount of work that goes into making those simple things routine and making sure variability is less. That's a really hard job.
Lichty also talked about how technology advancements are helping to make life easier for farmers and their livestock.
I'm personally always very interested in new technologies on the software side and also hardware, those types of things. They can make things more consistent in our industry because variability is usually a big problem for the industry and for the calves and for cows and all that stuff. So the more we can streamline, the better.
Tech was the focus of another exhibitor at the World Dairy Expo, and we'll cover that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.